Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, 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 happy Thursday! Woo, woo! Are y'all not loving this weather? I hope wherever you are, it's as pretty as where I am. This is definitely like California weather here in Northeast Oklahoma today. I'm broadcasting live from a friend's home, a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend's home. Beautiful in Claremore, Oklahoma. Skies are bright and blue. Looks like breeze. Mid-80s. I thought it was mid-60s. So just all around awesome. Awesome, awesome. So anyway, we're here. And to, as always, still, I guess I should say, we are promoting the Be Great Conference. And the Be Great Conference basically is a conference for women in business that are ready to take their business to a different level, a higher level, a more spiritual level, if you will. And so our guest today is the keynote speaker of the Be Great Conference, which is October 23rd and through the 25th in Seattle, Washington. So Lindsay Paul is well-renowned in the Seattle, Washington area. And she being the keynote speaker, of course I would have her on. So are you with me, baby girl?
I am.
Hey, hey, welcome, welcome. What, sit back a minute because I'm going to toot your horn here, okay?
All right, all right,
thank you. I'm going to tell
everybody
about Lindsay Paul, okay. So Lindsay Paul, born and raised in Seattle, Washington, is an internationally recognized psychic medium and healer. She has been rated as the top psychic in Seattle by Thumbtack in 2014 and 2015. Also, she is the host of Wisdom Within Radio on Seattle's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Also voted number 2 in the Best of Western Washington 2014. You can find her show on multiple platforms such as iTunes, Stitcher, Streama, VTuner, Sony, Audi, LG, Yamaha, Pioneer, Philips, Lowe, and Daimler. That's all the cars that has this access. Player FM, Blueberry, and more. She has traveled to India twice and has studied intensively with yoga master. Oh, I'm going to really butcher this. Anand. Anyway, this really cool guy. It's this really cool place, which is the birthplace of yoga, where she earned her 500-hour yoga certificate. And Sattva Yoga, her spiritual studies have also led her to Curaçao, Aruba, Caribbean, Japan, to learn from well-known spiritual teachers such as James Van Prague. I love him, by the way. John Holland, Sonia Choquette, Sylvia Brown, God rest her soul, and many more. Lindsay studied and also earned certificates with Stanford University in creative thinking. I love that. And as a Reiki practicer master since 2000. She has many media appearances such as Chat with Woman, Manson Mitchell Show, Susan Harmon Hour, and this weird thing called Life. She has made appearances at events such as the Women's Expo, East West Bookstore, book release parties, and will be the keynote speaker in the Be Great Conference in October 2015. Lindsay is blessed to have been born with the ability to provide insight and guidance. Law enforcement, entrepreneurs, corporations, public figures, paranormal investigators, and many more seek her expertise and assistance. As a medium, she is also able to reconnect those who have crossed over into spirit, tap into your past lives and potential futures. She can connect you to your spiritual support team on the other side, especially finds great satisfaction in empowering you to live the life you have always dreamed of. A firm believer in quantum theory, her guides and angels, Lindsay believes that we exist in a state of unlimited possibilities. Her message to you, our consciousness influences the choices we bring about. As we co-create realities together, we are not alone. We are one in this web of life. We are soul, S-O-L, beings Comically interconnected in all life in our universe, full of light, we are stars illuminating our world. Her topic at the Be Great is Yoga of You. So everybody put your hands together for baby girl Lindsay Paul. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I know that was quite a bit, right? Like, just take a breath for a moment. You did wonderful.
Well, and I'm telling you, it's like, she lives my life. I want that life.
I love your enthusiasm. I love it.
I was getting into it. It's like, yeah, yes, yes, more, more. Yeah, so it's like I was absolutely just then living vicariously through you. I don't know if you felt it like I felt it, but it was good for me, okay?
Please do. Please do. I mean, we're all here to learn from one another, and we're all here to share in the experiences that we have, and I really do believe we're all truly connected, so it is possible.
I believe it. Okay, so now let's go through this. Psychic medium, healer, radio host, yogi, Reiki practitioner, master, certified creative thinker. This tells me mind, body, and soul. And I do want to ask you why the S-O-L and not S-O-U-L. But When we talk about mind, body, and soul, and we know that's alignment, that's true balance, can you have two out of three, or is it imperative that you have all three to literally be in alignment? Can you have like scoliosis and when you have two of three?
Well, you know, really, there we look at things so separately, and this is kind of what I'll bring into my speech as well when I'm talking at Be Great, is that we look at things so separately. So when I say mind, body, and soul, I'm talking about all of you, every part of you. You can't experience the scoliosis without experience on all the other levels of you. So you can't heal just one without the other being affected. They're all connected. We just, as humans, separate all of these different experiences or these different states so that we can identify. But what ends up happening is we start separating things so much that we start to lose this this connectivity between everything. So, you know, if we wanted to talk about scoliosis, which my husband actually has, he had a surgery, and without his mind being a part of that, without his soul being a part of that and saying, I agree to this surgery, I agree to this portion of my life happening, and I will support it, I will go through this experience, he may have been resistant to that change, and it may not have actually really manifested in that way. But the truth is, when I'm saying mind, body, and soul, like soul is my little play on my company name, because the soul is not just the company's name, right? Quantum soul, I like quantum mechanics, quantum theory, but soul actually means sun, and the sun is a star. It's what we rotate around. It's what what the earth basically thrives from. If we didn't have the sun, we would not most likely be here in the state that we are. So for me, the sun is a star, but I truly believe, just like Carl Sagan said, that we are stars. We are made of star stuff, all of like on a chemical level, on a molecular level, we're made of the same stuff stars are made from. And we are all part of the universe and connected to this universe. So really, when we're saying, can you heal your mind, body, and soul? I'm also, when I'm saying soul, I'm talking about that interconnected cosmic part of you that exists beyond the you that you know.
Awesome. Well, you know, we just had the solar flares. And I was talking to my son, and I said, if you think for 1 minute that something, a meteor, a huge meteor, can get so close to the Earth that it messes with your electronics, and if you think it can't mess with you energetically on a physical level, then you're naive. I said, start to watch it. When these people, you know, a lot of people scream Metro retrograde, right? We blame a lot of stuff on Mercury retrograde, a lot. And so, but it's like, truly, it does affect us. So I love your explanation of S-O-L. That's cool. That's really cool. But, okay, so you're a psychic medium and you're a healer. Now, those are gifts. But you also delve in to learn yoga and creative thinking, which I think is just so cool that you can get a certificate in creative thinking. All right? So that balances you. In my mind, that is the whole mind, body, soul kind of thing, you know, that aligns you. But why? Why did you get into all of this?
You know, I like to call myself a perpetual student, and I'm also a teacher as well, so I always want to have these resources to offer my students. But why I really got into this, I mean, naturally my state was that I was experiencing this, but I hadn't really turned it into something where I could help other people. But I remember when I made that choice, when I first learned healing was kind of the first step of embodying health within myself, was saying, oh my gosh, I can teach this to other people, and I can share this with other people and show them, and it can all be interconnected. So, you know, I see a lot of people approaching it from just the spiritual aspect of, well, I'm just going to do this meditation, but why is my arthritis still hurting, or why is this other stuff still hurting? And you got to really approach it from the full. You can't forget the body in all of that. You can't forget the mind in all of that. Sometimes these programs exist in the mind that are always self-sabotaging us no matter what we do. So for me, taking all of these steps, I'm one of the reasons is why, because I'm a perpetual student. I don't want to stop learning. I like love absorbing new information, and I think everybody has wisdom to offer. Whether I get a certificate or not, I'm still going to be this person that wants to know what you know, wants to know how you know it. How did you get to that point? Very similar to you. You know, we interview people. We want to know more about them. It's like part of our minds really want to dive into that, deep-experience it and feel it and connect to it and share it with the world.
I resonate more than you realize. I was a curious child. I was the why child, and I had a why child. You know, why does water drip? Why doesn't dirt drip? That kind of deal. I've always been a curious mind, and back before I decided to be cremated, my whole thing was I wanted to have on my headstone, she learned something new every day. So I absolutely agree with what you're saying, because it's true. I have, you know, even if I don't need to know what the average head weighs, I just dig it. I dig knowing. I may never use it again, but I dig knowing that, you know, so I can get that. Now, you're going, as you said, you're going to be the keynote speaker at Be Great Conference, October 23rd through the 25th in Seattle. And your talk is on the subject of yoga. Of you. That of you, kind of, it's like, my curious George, it's like, why is it yoga of you and not for you? That kind of stuff. Cool. Can you share with us a little bit what we can expect to hear at the conference about yoga of you?
So yoga means united. Yoga means to yoke or bring together. And really, when I say of you, I'm talking to you, for you. But what I'm really specifically getting to is the fact that you exist in a whole state now. We look so commonly at our lives as if there's something missing. We're approaching it from the standpoint of, if I only have this, or if I reach this point, then I'll be complete or I'll be whole. You're whole now. And so this is what I'm really going to be breaking down in this speech, is breaking down some of these patterns that we've kind of got sucked into and believing that we're not a whole us. And that we have to wait until a specific time, that we have to wait until we get to that point to really collect all of us or to be all of us. But we can bring in consciousness in this moment and be fully here and connect to that. And there's a lot of these illusions that we buy into. And I think as a result of traveling the world and seeing different cultures, and seeing the different conditioning of each culture, we've as a collective, you know, in our collective field of the United States or America, we've sort of bought into these different programs that say we're not whole. Like if we just even went and approached the dieting field, you would see so many different kinds of diets exist saying that diet's not good, but this one is, or that one's not good, or this one's missing that. And there's never really this whole approach to your health in a nutritional way or in a whole way, that there's parts of you that are missing, and that this one program promises to give it to you, all of you, when really you already exist in that state. And if we really truly recognize that we have this innate power that exists within us, right, the power of the stars or the power of the universe that exists within us, and we're just as powerful, we would start, how would that shift us? How would that change us? How would we look at our reality differently? How would we approach the things that we do every day? Would we look at it in a way of like, do I need to get to this destination, or is there a journey to experience along the way? And yoga itself, I've, you know, after being to India twice, in learning sort of the old Vedic ancient scriptures and the different ideologies and, you know, the different things that these different cultures have kind of embraced, the one thing I learned with yoga is they really break down these old patterns, so that these patterns we cling to that make us comfortable no longer are there. We no longer can keep turning to them to keep sabotaging ourselves. So breaking that down and really peeling back the layers, instead of looking at ourselves as if we're a puzzle piece missing a puzzle, we start to look at ourselves in a whole way, as if we begin to peel the layers. We're all here. We're just discovering it layer by layer by layer. And some of these old programs tend to sabotage us. And these programs are in us, they're with us. And so recognizing our own power, recognizing our own consciousness, and really fully bringing that here, I think, is the key to really experiencing this reality and also manifesting your dreams and making them come true.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
And the one thing I wanted to say, too, was how often as women do we look at, I mean, there's a lot of programs. I'm just going to point this program out. So I'm a woman, and one program that I've heard a lot of people say, well, there's men, and men, you know, the program and the conditioning of this world shows that men make a certain amount of money, and men are more successful than women, and men. So then I hear women recently, I've heard a lot of women say this, like, I can't be as successful as a man because I'm not a man, so I have to fight for it. Well, that's a program that you bought into. You know, and there's conditioning that exists within our culture, but then you bought into that program. And so as a result of buying into that program, you're living that program. And so these little programs, these little tiny things that become big things, we give them that power. We give them that structure within ourselves. So recognizing it, breaking it down, peeling off the layer and saying, no, that's not going to stop me. Being a woman and being a man may have just as much power, because we're all souls. We're all connected. It's not just about our gender. It's about what we bring in and what we embody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm old. I just turned 64. I'm not old. I'm aged, like a fine wine or a good tea. You know, I'm aged. So
like
it's
that.
Like I burned my bra. I was the one. I was raised in a foster home where the ratio was 4 to 1, girls to boys. All right, so there were 2 girls and 11 boys, and I really bought into, your feet is smaller, that's why you get to go get closer to the sink, right? That's why you're supposed to do dishes, because your feet are smaller, you get closer to the sink. So I bought into that in the 50s. But fortunately for me, my teenage years and my influential years, it was in the 60s, the late 60s. So I was one to come out of that, you know, and say, oh, hell no. You know, I have the right to vote. I have the right to be here. I have the right, but it all stemmed also from my upbringing, because I was outnumbered by the male species. And but ironically enough, I married into a Choctaw family, which, you know, is very tribal. I had 2 boys and a grandson. So God has just played a very cruel joke and put no women in my life. But it's been great, because I can think like a man. But I have to ask you, you have one of my traits that I have wanted forever. In fact, you know, after I met Teresa Caputo, I'm crying to God, and it's like, I want to talk to dead people. Let me talk to dead people. So it's like, obviously, you're voted number one psychic in Seattle 2014-2015 by Thumbtack. You offer various readings, healing sessions, yoga meditation, and I see on your website, lindseypaul.com, and that's LYNDSEYPAUL.com. You offer phone readings for some of the sessions. Are your healing sessions with Reiki, are they distant? Or
you,
is everything?
We really, I do it on request. I can do just about anything on request, but with, I prefer to do it in person myself, because I feel like there's going to be more of an experience with the person. And distant healing, we're still dealing with the environment the person's in. We're still dealing with the structures that exist around the person. Not that distant healing won't go to the person and that person won't accept it. It's just that we're dealing with more pieces to kind of the healing process. And sometimes it may not be the person that necessarily really needs to receive the healing, but a situation or something that needs to be heard and honored. And, there's a lot of defense mechanisms that we tend to carry. And as we carry those things, breaking them down in person can be a little bit more intense for people, but they can't really run away from it, right? They can't really run away from their problems.
Yeah.
And I think distant healing is really wonderful, but at the same time, I feel like the in-person healings are much more effective, and they're more, because really the person isn't just sort of eating popcorn as they're watching the TV receiving their healing, right? They're in person,
right.
They're bringing that intention and they're following through with that action, and they're sitting with me and they're saying, I'm here, I'm showing up for myself, and I want to take these steps. So yeah, the distant healing can be something, you know, that's often what I actually did with my mom who passed from cancer, was I would send her distant healing. I'm not saying, look, distant healing doesn't work. It totally does, and it works really well, but sometimes healing isn't necessarily to feel, yeah, it's not necessarily to heal a physical ailment, right? Sometimes it can be to help us transition. It can be also to assist the person in transitioning to the other side. So maybe in helping them and assisting them to cross over with grace and or to move through.
You will talk to dead grandmas over the phone, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the mediumship. I really do look at my all the services that I offer as if they're all very healing. And the way that I look at energy and I see energy and I read auras is I will look at it from a Reiki practitioner standpoint. And see, in the mind wants to separate the fact that there's psychic, that there's medium, that there's healer, that there's yogi, that there's all of those things. These are just little labels that define me so that you, in your mind, recognize what that is. But the truth is when I look at a person, I look at them holistically as from a healing standpoint. I look at your energy. If mom wants to come through and give you a message, that's going to be healing for your heart and your mind and your soul on some level. It may create this connection to them that you didn't feel before, that you didn't recognize. It's not that it wasn't there. It's just that you didn't recognize it. You didn't remember it. So when I'm working with people and I'm working with their energy, I look at them in a whole way, and I look at it in as if they're going through a healing session. So a lot of my appointments really just aren't just mediumship or just psychic or just, I'm going to tap into you, and you may be different than another person who comes to see me. You may not have any mediumship, whereas the other person has nothing but mediumship. So really connect to that. And I like to connect with the intention of the person when they're calling me. What is it that you want? How can I not disappoint you today, but at the same time also be open and leave the expectations at the door? Because if we have attachment to expectations, like if I see Teresa Caputo on the TV and I see Teresa bringing through, you know, let's just say your dad, and your dad loved books or something like that, and I say that, you know, that was that experience on the TV. And if we compare where we're at to where the person is on the TV, we may not ever feel like we get that experience. So being open to what your soul has to offer, what the other side has to offer, those contractions or those expectations create this contraction energetically and allows less room for things to show up. So being vulnerable, open, and surrendering and letting go of attachment is one of the first things I ask people to step into. And it takes a lot to say, I want to sit in front of somebody who's going to fully see me and really see me. Because that can be scary. I mean, I know people have a lot of fear about that because we have a lot of things that we show people that we want them to see about us. But there's other parts of us too, the shadow, as Carl Jung refers to it, that we don't want them to see, that we don't want them to dive into. And sometimes there's these old programs that exist there. And really diving into that and looking into it, there's a whole complete you. But because you're on this earth, you're going to have these conditions that also exist within you as well.
Okay, so do you, I know you have a radio show. It's called Wisdom Within Radio. It is every Thursday between 1 and 2 Pacific time. And there's more information on wisdomwithinradio.com. And I love your tagline, get out of your head and tune into your soul. And I love the interaction that you guys have between your hosts. I so dig that. It's so charismatic and effective. What was your goal for Wisdom Within Radio?
You know, Wisdom Within Radio started when I said, I just want to know people. I want them to also know themselves, and I really want them to know that they don't have to go pay thousands of dollars to go meet this famous person or this celebrity. Not that that's not effective for some people, but that path doesn't mean that you have to go do that. There's this wisdom that exists within you that you received from your elders, that exists in your DNA, that exists in the chemicals that are you, and in the patterns that you've brought through from previous lifetimes, you've learned wisdom, you've brought that through, and it's just a matter of tapping into it. And really the other aspect was because I wanted to offer my services for free for people. Like, I know that some people don't have an hour to sit down. Some people are on the move. They're single moms. They're on the go, and they just have one question. You know, maybe it's something that is like, what color is my aura? And it may sound really, really light, but tapping into that and knowing where they're at energetically is an awareness that they want. So getting to offer my abilities was something that I really wanted to do, and doing that once a week in the Seattle area on air live is just, it's exhilarating, and it's so much fun to even just talk about these different topics, as I'm sure you know, and talk to all these different people that have all this wisdom, and it's like, I get to learn. I really get to learn from the community. And so here's me getting to be the perpetual student again. I really get to receive by doing the work. So showing up and doing the work and serving my gifts, I also receive this profound wisdom and energy from others that really nourishes me. So for me, it's my soul food, and I get to do that once a week. And so absolutely, and we have fun. It's all, I've even tagged it. When you make a podcast, it asks you to tag it or to categorize it. And I'm like, oh, what am I? And I said comedy, because I think that we're funny. And I said, you know what, I'm going to project that. The tagline, comedy, along with spirituality, self-help, is like, there's this comedy that exists between both of us. And we love to laugh, and we like to have lighthearted banter. And so we want people to hear that and have it lighten their day as well.
Awesome. And I tell you, you're like me. Sam Jones, he has a golden rule. And it's like, what I want for myself, I want for everybody. So I'm the same way. Again, you may not ever need to know how much the human head weighs, but if you ever do, I'm going to tell you. All right? I'm going to be there to tell you. So I
think that could be useful somewhere down the line. I might, who knows, maybe I can bring that into my keynote speech. I'll say, hey, star knows how much human head weighs.
Well, tell us where we can find you and what's up in the near future for Lindsay Paul.
So go to my website, lindseypaul.com. You spelled it for them. It's LYNDSEYPAUL.com. You can find me on Facebook with Wisdom Within Radio or Medium Lindsay Paul. And as soon as you type in medium and the word L-Y, like, it usually pops up at that point. I'm just letting you know. And, you know, in the future, I'm going to be teaching. I've already started creating a new Reiki class. So I teach Reiki, and I'll be doing also at East West Books in Seattle. I will be doing Psychic Mondays with Andrew Martin, who is a spiritual rebel, intuitive channeler as well, and a healer. And so what we're going to do, for only $10 a person, people can come sit in the room with us, ask their questions, and we'll just facilitate a conversation and answer questions from a psychic standpoint. So let's say you don't have money for an entire full reading. Here's an opportunity to come sit with two people who could answer that question or connect to the other side and just channel through what's needed in that moment for you. I say check out my
website. Y'all come to Oklahoma? We need Oklahoma. That sounds so awesome.
That's one of the things I've been stepping into, is just saying yes, say yes. And the one thing that I absolutely love doing is teaching. So I'm working right now on creating online programs. So for people who aren't in a local area that can't come and see me, one of the things I suggest doing is follow my website, follow me on Facebook. I'm always offering ways to get either a free reading or connect with me to do a special or a sale or a discounted offer, because I'm all about the offer. Like, I love the sale, and I love looking for coupons and discounts on things. So I know people want to connect with me. They tell me all the time. They email me all the time. They're like,
well, we're going to find you at lindseypaul.com and wisdomwithinradio.com before they shut us off. We've been with Lindsay Paul at lindseypaul.com. And we've been talking about the yoga of you and psychic medium healing. So thank you, Lindsay Paul, for showing up before they cut us off. Blessings,
thank you, Mama
everyone.
Char. Thank you so much.